A top Ukrainian security advisor has warned Russia's decision to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus will destabilize that country. Kyiv says Moscow is holding Belarus nuclear hostage. President Putin says the agreement with the Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko does not violate non-proliferation treaties. Last week, Putin warned Russia would be forced to react if the UK supplies Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium.
Alexander Lukashenko is right. He said, listen, where are your closest allies? Why do the Americans deploy the nuclear weapons at their allies, on their territory, train the crews, pilots, how to use this type of weapon if needed? We agreed that we'll do the same without violating our obligations. I emphasize, without violating our international obligations on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons.
President Putin also says Russia and China are not creating a military alliance. The Chinese leader Xi Jinping recently held talks with the Russian president in Moscow. Putin accused Western powers of building a new axis that bears some resemblance to Germany and Japan's World War II alliance. Honduras has formally broken off decades-long diplomatic relations with Taiwan and switched to China. It comes after the Honduran foreign minister traveled to Beijing to discuss establishing ties. This leaves Taiwan with only 13 diplomatic allies. President Joe Biden has declared a state of emergency in Mississippi after tornadoes killed 25 people and injured dozens in the southern U.S. Tens of thousands of people in Mississippi, Alabama and Tennessee remain without power. Three Palestinians have been arrested by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces raided a house in Nur Sham's camp in the east of Tul Karm. Palestinian media reported fighting between Israel's army and members of the Islamic Jihad movement. Israeli forces say they were pursuing suspects who'd earlier targeted an illegal settlement. Lebanon is facing a political and religious dispute over its official daytime hours. Its caretaker prime minister says daylight saving times will begin at the end of Ramadan in April, but Christian authorities say they'll stick to tradition and have put their clocks forward an hour as it's the last Sunday in March.